Now we continue our series looking at the people who make Los Angeles run, the night shift workers, the minimum wage employers, and the undocumented laborers. In the ninth part of this series, Jerome Campbell takes us to South LA, where Eric Jones works as a janitor. It's good work for him, but he hopes his sons follow a different path.
It's only 7 a.m., and already Eric Jones is tired from work. He started at 6 a.m. this morning, and on his four-hour shift for work, he has to convert the entire building from a youth academy to the New Hope Baptist Church. Jones begins the morning by arranging a small classroom into a nursery. He drags the chairs into rows along the back of the room, but his plan to stack the tables does not go as well.
Let him go.
Jones works fast, zipping from room to room with his cart full of food. Even though he's breathing hard, he doesn't stop. He sweeps up a few specks of dust in the corner before going on to another of the 24 rooms in the building.
Just spick and span. You can't do that, they're not gonna have you here. You clean your house up, this is the Lord's house. His house really supposed to be clean.
A lesson he says he picked up from his father. Jones' father served in the Navy and instilled many virtues, Jones says, he carries into his work.
He was hardcore, and he liked it everything done right and neat. And even his boxers, he wanted them ironed and everything. I had a good strong father, and you know, and I thank God for him.
He's just like his father in many ways. Same tall frame, same toothy grin.
Everybody say just like me. Everybody. But my father had a fat nose like mine.
Mm-hmm. And you could sort of say Jones ended up in the family business. Jones' father worked as a welder, and in his off time, he worked as a handyman for hire.
You know, on his off time, he had welding equipment and stuff down in the basement and everything. So, yeah, he used to do a lot of handyman work, and I used to watch him, and I used to be with him all the time. So, he taught me.
As a kid, Jones didn't have the brightest future. At 16, he had a run-in with the police for defamation of public property. He didn't have the best grades. He was good at basketball, but lost out on a scholarship for college. One day, his father sat him down and told him one of the most important lessons of his life.
Just, you know, work hard or go to school. Whatever one you want to pick, either you're gonna work hard or you're gonna go to school and work easy. You know, he was hard on me, and it's right now I understand why. You know, one day he said, I'm not gonna be here to tell you. And that day came, but I think about it all the time, all the stuff he said, and everything he said came true.
Jones graduated from high school, and he's been working hard ever since. He began driving U-Haul trucks. He's worked several different maintenance positions across LA before working at the church in 2000. And in 1978, his dad died.
After my mother and father separated, my father drank a lot and had bleeding ulcers and stuff. So he had four operations and they couldn't save him.
He died at 56.
I was 20 years old.
Now Jones is 55 and he's got health problems of his own.
Before I knew what was wrong with me, I had to go to the hospital and they had to x-ray it, and they found out that I had rheumatoid arthritis, and they said ain't nothing they can do but treat it, but it's not gonna go away. It's something they can't just straight cure. My goal was to live way past 56, and you know, that's just, you know, for my kids.
Jones has two sons. His oldest is 26, and his youngest is 20.
I don't want them to have to work hard as I do. I want them to work, you know, I told them, I done brung them to work with me, and they don't like it, so I'm glad they don't like it.
He pushes his sons with the same lessons as his father. Work hard or go to college. So far, both sons chose the former. His older son took a job at FedEx, while his youngest son is interested in computers but hasn't settled into a career. And so it's back to work for Jones. He's made a decent headway on today's assignments, but the gray clouds outside suggest he'll get to skip his outside duties due to bad weather. And so Jones heads back inside to arrange more chairs. Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.